Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy here on Blog Talk Radio, also buildgrowandenjoy.com. I am, of course, Jiggy Jag, and this week we have a tremendous guest with us today, as always. He's here to talk about fitness and social media marketing and how he has used the fitness world and social media to affect change. And I know him on Twitter as ICT Fitness, but a lot of people know him as Joe the Trainer. What do you want to be referred to as, brother?
Joe's fine. Joe's good.
Well, Joe, talk to us a little bit about your background in fitness, man.
Okay. Well, first of all, I started out. Thanks for having me, by the way.
Yeah, no problem.
Started out on my own weight loss journey. Lost about 100 pounds. And started helping other people lose weight and decided I might want to get paid for that. So I went and got certified and got set up as a trainer, and where I'd be for a living now.
Now, talk to me about working with clients and everything. You've got some amazing stuff that you're doing. You've had some incredible success stories. Talk to me about being a personal trainer and working with basically the general public, man.
Well, you know, I train all sorts of people, from kids and athletes to older age population. But my specialty is weight loss, because that's what my own personal experience has been through. So I do have some good success stories. When people are dedicated and decide to make a lifestyle change and they come to me, I'm obviously very happy to help them with that. And had what I call people in my 50-pound club, clients who've lost 50 pounds or more. Got people from Hutch, Salina, Wichita, and some online clients that I've got from outside of Kansas who've lost, you know, 20, 30, 40, and then a few in that 50-pound club, those ones who have really dedicated to a major lifestyle change and getting back on track.
We've got a tremendous guest with us today. You can find him on Twitter at ICTFitness, also Facebook.com/ICTFitness. And Joe's with us today. He is a he is an incredible guy, just a tremendous speaker as well. I met you at the 140 conference this last year, and had a very interesting video interview and radio thing that we did with you there. And your speech was an incredible piece of business. Talk to me about your speech at the State of Now Small Town 2012 event.
Well, I think it was a pretty big hit, because I had a story about almost going to the bathroom in my own pants. Probably why that was such a big hit, but it was a good experience. I did enjoy being at the Small Town 140. I think I mentioned to you at the time that my speech on stage, I thought, went pretty well, but I thought the interview afterwards with you went actually even better. And it opened my eyes to a lot of different things and social media. And I wanted to say thank you again, by the way, for that, because that was a great experience for me. And I would love to do that again sometime.
Oh, definitely. I my co-host, comedian James Davis, has been calling me on a regular basis ever since we started the Sunday radio show again. And he's like, "We got to get Joe on. We got to get Joe on."
Yeah.
So it's gonna happen. We're gonna
get
you on, my man. Now, you do a lot of stuff with social media and everything. Talk to me a little bit about using social media and using all the technology we've got, from the Android to the iPhones to the all the different apps and different things. Talk to me about how you have integrated some of this in to your own personal fitness lifestyle, and also the lifestyles of some of your clients.
Well, actually, you know, we're living in great, exciting times, and we have so much at our fingertips that we didn't have, you know, when you and I were growing up, and 10, 15 years ago even. And nowadays, with our smartphones, you just have everything at your fingertips. You know, a lot of people, from the smallest thing, like they come to see me first thing I want to do is I want to use my phone as a camera. I want to take a picture of them, you know, so we've got a record of where they started. You don't know where you're going if you don't know where you started.
Yep.
The other thing about the phone is you can use it as a log, you know, a food log, a nutrition log, an exercise log. And that's just the most basic. When you start talking about social media and the wonderful things that provides, for me as a trainer, I can use social media to market, to meet new clients, to let them know what I'm all about. More importantly than that, I can use it as a tool of information. You know, when I have someone who comes to me, I won't mention any names, but someone very close to both of us comes and says they've got a problem
yeah.
that I haven't necessarily dealt with on that scale. What I need to do is I need to figure out, well, how can I give them the best help available? And if I don't have all the information, I can use Twitter or I can use Facebook as,
yeah.
as a tool to reach out to everyone else who's already been there, whether it be doctors, nutritionists, physical therapists, and use that information to better serve my client and make sure that they're getting the best help available.
We've got a tremendous guest with us today. You can find him on Twitter at ICT Fitness. You can also find him on Facebook at facebook.com/ICT Fitness. Joe's with us today to talk about fitness and social media and marketing and everything of that nature. Now, to finish up here with the 140 conference, talk to me about just the experience there of being around all these social media people and being a fitness enthusiast. And you being basically, I guess, the fitness guy of the of the small town 2012. Talk to me about some of the other speeches and some of the other people that you met there, and comparing what you do in the fitness world to what they do in their world as far as marketing and things go.
Well, that's a great point. I really enjoyed the conference because of the variety of speakers on all sorts of different topics. There was, you know, the one thing that we all had in common, even though we're, you know, all from different places, from New York or Washington or Texas, or whether we're a middle-aged school teacher or, you know, a minority, you know, who was the first to graduate from college
yeah.
with his family, we all had one thing in common, and that was that we were outreaching to other people using this wonderful tool that we have now available to us called social media.
Yeah.
And whether that was Twitter or YouTube or Facebook or blogs or whatever it may be, the wonderful thing is that nowadays, if you've got something to say and it's worth hearing, someone's going to hear it, and then they're going to repeat it, and then someone else is going to hear it.
Yeah.
You know, it may not be true if you don't have something valuable to say. If you just want to talk about, you know, what you had for breakfast, I don't care, you don't care. But if I've got a message to send, you know, and it's worthwhile hearing, someone's going to hear it. If you're talented and you can sing, you're going to be on YouTube and you're going to get discovered.
Yeah.
You know, if you've got ways to help people that, whether they've been done before, whether they're new, or whether it just plain works, people are going to reach back out to you after you reach out to the community, and you guys are going to get together. And that's the most, my favorite part about social media is the interaction between complete and total strangers. You know, I started school today in Wichita State, and I walk in, and I see these people that I've never seen before, but I see instantly that they're on Facebook and Twitter. And the first thing I can say to them is, hey, what's your name on Twitter so we can connect? And now instantly, we've already bonded.
Yeah.
And that's it's a great thing.
We've got a tremendous guest this day. Joe joins us. He's a fitness trainer, personal trainer. You can find him on Facebook at facebook.com/ICT Fitness. You can also find him on Twitter at ICT Fitness. And just amazing stuff from the great city of Wichita, Kansas. Now, I want to delve into the marketing aspect of what you've managed to be able to do with this incredible tool of social media. Talk to me about what you've done to market yourself, because I know that, and you and I are both going to probably get a chuckle off this, but I know that when I was growing up, and I'm sure you were the same way, we both knew about Tony Little. We knew about Tony Little and how he used infomercials and things to market himself to the point where he got to be just world famous, just huge. Talk to me about what you've done, because as I talk to people and I interact with people, there's a heck of a lot of people who know who you are, brother, through social media. How have you used social media? Take some time here to explain to us the differences with Facebook and Twitter and how you've used it to reach out to people within your industry.
Okay, great. You know, the thing about Facebook and Twitter is, and I don't want to knock Facebook because, to be honest with you, I need to use it a little bit more. But the thing I've discovered about Facebook and Twitter is Facebook makes me dislike the people I love and know, and Twitter makes me love the people I don't know. It's pretty funny.
That's awesome.
But either tool is wonderful because I can reach to these people I would never be able to get to in my you know, own little small area of the world. However, with Twitter or Facebook or any other online social media, I'm able to just put my message out there. And for example, I go to the small town 140. I meet you. You've got now in contact with comedian James Davis, you know, who I look forward to working with. And then my message gets spread through other people and retweeted or liked on Facebook or shared or whatever. And then those people can get in contact with me. I've had several clients reach out to me on Twitter who may not have ever said anything to me face-to-face. But because of that, you know, protection or whatever it is, that familiarity or even the small bond that we have on Twitter, they're able to say, hey, you know what? I like your message. I like what you're saying. Can you help me?
Yeah. It's amazing stuff. Now, we've got Joe with us today. He's a personal trainer in the Wichita, Kansas area. He is doing some amazing stuff using social media and marketing and everything to get his message out there and get people to basically jump in the fitness pool. Now, talk to me about the beginning of the year is always so much fun, and I'm sure you see it all the time at your health club and other health clubs across the country. It seems like at the beginning of the year, everybody and their brother signs up for a membership, and then they disappear.
Right.
there's lots of theories on this. Being a professional fitness trainer and being around the industry as long as you have and being a big deal in that industry, what is your scientific opinion of why people sign up and then just bolt several weeks or several months later?
Well, I'll tell you the reason I think it is because, you know, the new year, it's the term itself is new. It's a change. It's time to, you know, make a difference from the things that you don't like in your life, whether that be nutrition or exercise, a new job, whatever it is. People seem to use the new year as that time when, you know, they want to roll over and make a change. And I think it's just because the day rolls over. You know, you're making the change from 2012 to 2013. You know, it's easy on your mind to just think about making a change. The other part of it is the dynamic of other people have the same mindset. You know, it's always easier to jump into something when other people are doing it as well.
Yeah.
You know, when all the lemmings are jumping over the cliff, you know, it's easy to do because everyone else is doing it.
Yeah.
You know, and so the reason people quit, though, is because whether, you know, they're not sure the right information, they're not sure the right motivation. Changes. So if you're doing something in your life that you're not happy with.
Yeah.
The problem that most people have is they try to change too many things at once. You say, January 1st, I'm going to eat right. I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to, you know, tell my wife or girlfriend that I love her every day, et cetera, et cetera. But most people don't realize when you change one thing about your life, just one small thing, you only have an 85% chance to succeed. Now, that's pretty good, actually.
Yeah.
But when you change two things about your life, your chances to automatically drop to below 35%. If you try to change three things about your life at once, you've got about a 6% chance of success. That's not good. So I think the key is to decide the most important thing you want to change and ease into it. So you say, you know what? I want to exercise better. I want to be more healthy. So focus on that and don't try to do everything all at once.
That is,
and then you'll have a lot more success.
I agree with that, my friend. That's a heck of a that is a heck of a way of looking at things. We've got Joe with us today here on the line, ICT Fitness on Twitter, also Facebook.com/ICT Fitness, and Joe is with us today to talk personal training. He's also here to talk about how he's used marketing and things of that nature. Being in the age of marketing and everything here, and people using social media, How have you noticed just within your industry and what you do, how are you using social media to market yourself and your services out there on the on this vast, vast thing we call the internet?
You know, personally, I've noticed that not a lot of people are using it as of right now, and that's kind of sad. With Facebook, there's so many different things you can do. Like you can use it to check in at the gym, share with your friends. And, you know, I think in the future it's going to be utilized more than it is now. And I think it'll really explode in its concern. But unfortunately, it just hasn't taken off in the fitness, in the individualized it has, but not so much in the companies, you know. And I think they're going to start to use that to use rewards, like by checking in on Facebook and liking us on Facebook and things like that. Right now, I personally use it. I use Twitter to contact other people, to clients get a hold of me, to spread my message of daily tips or motivation or things that I'm doing in my personal life.
Yeah.
Facebook is the same way. You create the Facebook page, get likes on it, you know, talk about, have people check in, post before and after photos, things like that. I'm going to start doing YouTube videos pretty soon so that people can see how I perform on exercise or nutrition tips and things like that. So that I don't have to necessarily be face-to-face with people. They can do it from the comfort of their own home.
That's really cool. Now, talk to me a little bit about some of the differences and things that you've seen, because I know that just the different gyms around the country. What have you seen, without really naming names? Talk to me a little bit about some of the different things that you've seen other gyms and people do on social media, not just locally, but nationally and regionally.
Well, you know, the exciting thing is like I was mentioning, is that gyms are becoming more aware of the social media factor. Right now, you know, we're in the area I work, it's just now starting to be noticed that people are using it. And in fact, because of my own personal use with social media, my personal gym has decided to use it more. You know, they started following all of my followers and so on and so forth, and they've been really good at getting better. We just changed people who are responsible for the social media. So my personal gym is starting to do a lot more with it. Other gyms in the area I haven't really seen use too much other than Facebook likes. Gyms around the country, though, are doing some of the things I mentioned earlier, like your ID to check in, and as soon as you check out the gym, it automatically posts to its Facebook. They're doing contests and giveaways and photos and marketing of their members on Facebook and Twitter that allow other people to see, you know, if they're on Facebook and you're reporting that I've gone to 5 times this week and I feel better and I'm eating better. And then the people in your circle on Facebook or Twitter can see that, and then it motivates them to go as well. And that's exciting.
We've got a great fitness enthusiast, fitness trainer, Joe, with us today. ICT Fitness on Twitter, also facebook.com/ICT Fitness. Now, you have some amazing people that you've worked with over time, from my buddy Cody Heikschmidt to comedian James Davis to several other people that we both know in the world around us. How are you motivating your clients and people to use social media to track their fitness? Are you having them do like before and after pictures and logs and things like that, or are there some other things that you're doing with people?
Yeah, I'm a big believer in tracking. You know, like I said earlier, is if you don't know where you're starting, then you don't know where you can finish, you know.
Yeah.
So we start with before and after pictures. We track your weight, all sorts of measurements. You know, and then if people are willing to share, and they usually are after they get great results, you know, then they can show their family and their friends and their coworkers, hey, this is where I started. Look at my before picture. Here's my after picture. I'm down 3 jet sizes. I'm getting ready for bikini season, you know, or I'm getting ready to walk my daughter down the aisle, so I need to sit into a tux. So we do things, make sure we've got trackable, measurable results. And we use Facebook and Twitter and another little social app called MyFitnessPal that lets us track nutrition logs, so I can keep up to date on what my clients are eating.
That's really cool.
Variety.
So So you've got all sorts of different different ways that you're using technology to to help people with their fitness. That is really cool, my friend. Now talk to me a little bit about what you're seeing out there that are basically just they're apps that people use, but there's a lot of apps out there that are just non-useful for fitness that are marketed as fitness apps. What have you ran into over time that you've noticed that people are using as fitness, but they really have nothing to do with fitness whatsoever?
Well, you know, there's a lot of different things out there that can confuse people and just, you know, give them too much information. But the apps that really get me going are the body part exercise apps. You know, I call them body part syndrome. It's where they go into the gym and think, I'm going to, you know, work my shoulders today and my calves tomorrow, and I think I'll work my abs on Wednesday, and, of course, chest is on Monday. You know, and the real problem with that is that you're not a bodybuilder and you're not taking steroids. You know, for the normal average person, they need to be doing compound movements, which means, you know, more than one joint at a time.
Oh, yeah.
You know, your simple functional movements, like your squatting, getting up and down out of a chair, things that are going to help you are later in life. Doing bicep curls at the gym, you know, with 40-pound dumbbells, it isn't going to do anything for you. You know, your bicep is 3% of your whole body, so you should work it in effect 3% of the time. And if you're doing a compound movement like, you know, a pull-up, your bicep's going to be involved in that, and you're going to get far more out of it in terms of your total body than you would just by doing a small movement like the bicep curl. So these apps, what they do is they give you these workouts, which is great if you're doing something as opposed to doing nothing. However, this is a part of the reason why people also fail. They go into the gym and they do their bicep curls one day and their tricep extensions the next day, and I did calf raises, and, you know, they do a million crunches, and they go, well, why am I still not losing my belly? You know, and the reason why is because you're using all those isolated, small, very tiny muscle groups, which isn't burning enough calories and raising the metabolism.
Yeah. Well, we've got a great guy, great fitness enthusiast, great personal trainer here on the line with us today here on BGE at ICT Fitness on Twitter, also facebook.com/ICT Fitness. Now, there is a friend of mine who is getting ready to do he wants to do a 12-week intense workout, and he's already had me take the before and after the before pictures on my smartphone, and he's constructed a calendar and all these different things to get into shape and do a big 12-week push. He's going to do a full body workout two or three times a week. What are the missing things here? Because I think one of them is going to be diet. But besides that, to me, just being, you know, just working out, you know, for several years, it sounds correct. But being a fitness trainer and being a high-powered guy like you are in the fitness world, what exactly is he missing from these 12 weeks from what I've just told you?
Well, you're 100% right. Nutrition is a huge part of living a healthy lifestyle.
Yeah.
You know, when it comes to weight loss and weight gain, you could really boil it down to if you take in more calories than you expend, you're going to gain weight. And if you burn more calories than you take in, then you're going to lose weight. So if he's not doing anything right now and starts exercising but keeps eating the same, then, yeah, he's going to lose weight because he's added to the equation exercise, which burns calories. Now, the one thing that I would say is missing, and maybe it's not missing, you just didn't say it, is specific goals. He needs to have specific, measurable, trackable goals so he's not just working out for 12 weeks aimlessly. You know, if you liken it to just getting in your car and driving for 12 weeks, well, where are you going to end up? You have no idea. But if you make small markers along the road saying, you know what, by week one, I want to do this goal. By week three, I want this goal. And if you're tracking that along the way, whether that be weight or body fat percentage or amount of weight that you're lifting or rest time decreased in between your workouts, then those are all different goals that you can use to say, hey, you know what, I'm getting better. Because otherwise, at the end of 12 weeks, you're going to say, hey, you know what, I just worked out hard for 12 weeks, but, you know, it'll probably show in his before and after pictures. But really, what did he know that he accomplished? How could he do another 12 weeks and get even better results. And the key to that is having those trackable, measurable results and make sure he's doing it correctly and safely.
That's cool stuff. We've got a great guest with us today. Joe the Trainer joins us at ICT Fitness on Twitter, also facebook.com/ICT Fitness. As we wrap up with you here, my friend, we've got a couple moments with you left. Talk to me about what you would like to see social media and apps and phones and all these things and basically marketing do in the fitness world going forward the next couple years.
Well, unfortunately, the key to the apps is, you know, people who make the apps are for the most part out to make a buck, whether that be through selling the app itself or through commercials. So you can look at an app just like you would a commercial on TV. You know, are there your best interests at heart, or is it really just trying to make money? The good thing about social media, the free stuff, well, you know, quote-unquote free, Facebook and Twitter, is that, you know, their best interest is getting you involved. And I think that that's the real key when it comes to, you know, living a healthy lifestyle is just getting involved in your own lifestyle, whether that be through Twitter or through Facebook or even face-to-face with a friend. You know, just make small decisions in your life every day that move forward. You know, a lot of times people fail because they look at the big picture and go, you know what, I need to lose 200 pounds. How am I going to do that? Well, the first start is you're going to lose 5 pounds. And the way you do that, if you're not sure, get on Google, get on Twitter, you know, get on Facebook. Find somebody who's done it before. Find somebody who's been there. You know, don't be afraid to ask questions. Don't be afraid to communicate with a total stranger. You know, your friend or your family member may not have the best information available, but I'll tell you what, someone else out there does, and you just have to find that. And you can use that social media from the comfort of your own home or work or laptop or phone and find the person that's right for you and get started. And that's the key.
That's pretty cool. Well, I appreciate you making time for us today, Joe. Thanks for doing this, man. I really enjoyed talking with you about social media and marketing and fitness and everything. I think you've helped a lot of people out here, and we've had a really good discussion.
Awesome, Jiggy. I always appreciate it. You guys take care, okay?
Definitely, man. Well, check out at ICT Fitness on Twitter, also facebook.com/ICT Fitness. And Joe, we will definitely talk again, my man. I'll let you go, and we'll talk to you soon, brother.
Awesome. Thanks, Jiggy.
Appreciate it, man. Talk to you soon. Joe, the personal trainer extraordinaire from Genesis Health Club down there in Wichita, Kansas, facebook.com/ICT Fitness, also at ICT Fitness. That'll wrap it up today for the Build, Grow, and Enjoy presents. Heck of a show. If you want to get more information on us, you can follow us on Twitter at JIGGYGGUAR. Also find me on the Facebook at facebook.com/JiggyJaguarShow. That's my other radio show, but that's fine. We'll see you next week here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. We'll be right back.